Am I doing this right?
How many snacks has he had today?
No, please do not eat the dog food.
I think he peed on the floor.
What do we make this kid for lunch today?
Can you say dada?
Can you say mama?
Will I ever sleep again?
Welcome to Probably Okay Parenting,
a podcast where we wax on about the joys of parenting.
Wax on, okay.
And sometimes the challenges, but mostly the joys.
I'm Brian.
I'm Allison. We have a 19-month-old toddler, and we are in it. We're in it. Hey, to all of our loyal fans who have been reaching out asking, where's the new pop app? Sorry for the delay. So sorry. We're here. Thank you for your loyal listenership. It's really so nice.
How long has it been since we recorded?
A good while.
What's a good while?
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, girl.
Sorry, y'all. Time just gets away from you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, okay. Let's start with our recap. But instead of maybe doing a recap,
yeah,
maybe we should do like a forward cap. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I do know what you're saying because we're on the brink of some weird times. But also, I think you should give a little recap because if you remember, last weekend you had the toddler by yourself for 4 days.
Oh.
Recap. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
No.
Well,
what happens between the boys stays between the boys. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, it was great. We had a really good time. Obviously, again, longtime listeners know that I have a herniated disc in my back. So we were kind of hoping that we would have a little bit of extra help on the physical side of things. We did not, but everything ended up being okay. Definitely a little sore and weak this week, but you know, overall, we're good.
You pushed through and we appreciate it.
I pushed through, yeah.
One thing that I was kind of sad about is that you wouldn't allow me to FaceTime with my son.
The one who's crying in the background of this podcast right now.
Yeah. So side note, we're having a little bit of trouble getting to sleep lately and we just put him down. And for the last couple of nights, he's just been like whimpering a little and then getting himself to sleep. So if you hear a little whimpering, don't think that we're just negligent parents just letting him cry while we record the cast.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that also in our forward cap, as they say.
Sure. But anyway, yeah, that was pretty rude. You didn't even let me FaceTime with my own son. Care to explain?
Yeah, we FaceTimed once and this look came upon his face the moment he saw you of like just intense emotional something. It wasn't good, bad, or otherwise, but it was very intense.
Would you say weird?
I wouldn't say weird. I would say like he was very happy, but he was also like really missing you in that moment maybe. And then I will say, you know, there was another time. I don't even think I've told you about this at all yet.
Okay.
But it was really sad. There was one time where he was just like crying just out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what's wrong? Like, couldn't figure it out. Do you want the milk? Whatever. And he went, mama.
Oh, yeah. That is really sad.
I know. So that was really why I didn't FaceTime again. Because I was just like, ooh, he's missing his mama. And I knew if I had told you that, then you would have probably like hopped on the next flight and come home.
Probably.
So I didn't want to ruin your trip. Probably not. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it sounds like overall you guys had a nice bonding boys weekend.
Oh my gosh. I think it really like kicked our relationship up to the next level because I was saying to you, I didn't feel disconnected from him, but I feel like he was very disconnected from me prior to leaving. Like the last like 4 or 5 weeks, he has just been so attached to you. So you leaving town for a couple of days was really nice for us. Just got to hang out, rekindle our
romance.
Joyful relationship. And yeah, I feel like even since then, he's been very connected to me. All right. So even though we just did a little recap, what do we have coming up this week, Allison?
Tomorrow, we are leaving for Baby's First International Trip.
Where are we going?
We are going to the Caribbean.
Oh, we are?
For a family trip.
Yay.
Meeting up with lots of family and hanging out in the ocean. I think, is this going to be his first time in the ocean? I think it is.
It will be. And living sort of in a landlocked area.
Well, Lake Michigan, it's kind of the same.
No, don't start that bullshit.
It's basically the same.
No, there's nothing like the ocean.
You wouldn't be able to tell if you were just dropped onto a beach if it was Lake Michigan or the ocean, unless you stuck your tongue in there.
One thing for you to know is I always like to stick my tongue in whatever body of water I'm in just so I can kind of know where I'm at in the world, you know.
Good to know. Good
I
to
usually
know.
Do that in pools too, just okay, to good see technique. If they've used any ocean water or lake water.
Chlorine. Okay. So, yeah, packing for this has been a all-day event.
All day meaning literally today. We're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. I think that's normal. And a lot of people have asked me about getting the passport for him, and it was actually pretty easy. We just went to Walgreens to get the passport photo. They let him sit on my lap for the photo, and then we just brought it to the post office along with the form that you just download online to apply for a passport, and then turned that all in, and I think it was sent to us within 4 weeks, so it really didn't take long.
Pretty quickly.
So that was not a big hurdle. But also, we'll see how he does.
Well, yeah. All and how we do. Also, with the Walgreens photo, we were like a little, like, oh, I don't know if they're going to accept this one because it's like a little
like
weird angle.
Pretty strict rules. Like, you know, obviously the eyes have to be open. There has to be like an inch above the top of your head and an inch at the bottom, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, don't fidget, guy. Sit still.
Also, we didn't do this, but it's not a bad idea to call Walgreens and be like, hey, when is a good time for me to come do this? I mean, we just showed up and I think
it came
pretty early in the day, so there was no one there. Yeah. But yeah, it's just because like there's not someone just standing there doing it. We had to like wait for somebody, et cetera, et cetera. Right.
One thing I'm a little nervous about is I recently heard from a DFP and wonderful friend that she returned from an international trip with her kids. And if you gate check the stroller, apparently when you're going through customs, you don't get the stroller until you are done going through customs. So you don't get to use the stroller during that time. And I'm a little nervous about that because...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So we're going to arrive in the Caribbean and then probably never see our stroller again.
Well, I'm more thinking about it on the way back when we come home next Sunday. So we're going to arrive back in Chicago.
With all of our souvenirs.
Yeah, suitcases, which we rely on the stroller to like...
That's our porter.
Yeah, carry not only our child, but our bags. And there's going to be long lines at customs because we're coming in on Sunday night of spring break. It's really a wonderful choice on our part, but that is what it is. So it's going to be very long lines. And
so how do we get... like
you get the stroller after.
How?
Well, I guess we're going to find out, and then we can report to our dear listeners about it.
I mean, so obviously we gate check the stroller when we travel domestically.
Yeah,
so,
and then you get it as soon as you get off the plane.
Right, so now they're going to take it to who the fuck knows where, and then we're just going to find it somewhere? Oh,
yep. It's going to be like a fun little scavenger hunt.
Can't wait for that. I do completely understand how AirTags have become so popular. My brother was just saying he... put AirTags in his like check bags, not just in case they get lost, but also because literally he will know like when it's on the conveyor belt right there in front of him.
Oh.
So like he's not even worried about like,
so you
whatever.
Don't have to like crowd around at baggage claim.
Correct.
And everybody's like trying to look. That's interesting. So you're saying we could have got one for our stroller. Well,
it'd
too late.
Yeah, it would have been good to do that just because like I'm saying we're
I think they're like really expensive, aren't they?
AirTags?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, probably not as expensive as the stroller, which Southwest or United or whoever has completely fucked up 14,000 times.
Yeah.
But I digress.
So I'm a little nervous about a 5-hour flight where our very active toddler is sitting on my lap.
You're going to be great. I'm going to be watching a movie, but you guys are going to be great.
Yeah. You think he's joking. Yeah. I brought so many snacks. I brought like the most snacks anyone's ever seen.
All of the snacks.
I brought a bunch of new toys he's never seen and like little figurines that...
Thanks to DFP for
DFP Sarah gave
us.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we will see. One thing that I will say that, like, the one time that I am totally fine with him being, like, really attached to you and not wanting to sit on my lap at all whatsoever is when we're on the flight.
That's when you're okay with him giving you affection.
But I'll be honest. No, I do feel bad just because, like, after an hour even of just, like, having this kid pretty still on your lap, you know, it gets tiresome. And also just physically it's taxing because you're just, like, sitting there with this kid in this small space for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously I hate that aspect. Like I'm excited to travel, or I'm excited to be in the place. That's a better way to say it, but not looking forward to this flight and customs and all that stuff. But we're just going to disassociate for 9 hours and, you know, hope for the best.
I think it's all about the mindset. We got to go in with a positive mindset and it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I would say not even a positive mindset. I have to go in just like nothing. I just have to delete my brain and personality for like a few hours and
that's
then I'll be.
Good skill you've got.
Yeah, I guess. You know what though? Alcohol on the flight probably will help.
Oh, okay.
But it's 5 hours, so that's really. Oof, that's a hard choice because that's a long enough flight that like you got to decide when you're going to drink. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if we get on the flight and immediately start drinking, then it's not going to bode well, basically.
Well, you'll have all night tonight to think about
that.
Yeah,
I'm going to think about that for the rest of the night.
Parenting news.
Okay, here we go. So we are going to, I believe the last maybe two episodes you brought articles. Or no, you know what? We've been doing books.
A lot of books, yeah.
So this time we're going to not do a book.
Okay.
I selected one of those classic sort of BuzzFeed-y type clickbait articles.
Awesome.
And listeners, I will tell you I did a ton of research.
A ton.
I really read tons of different peer-reviewed articles and journals.
Excellent. We expect no less.
Before selecting this one on mykidstime.com. And I definitely did not just Google this right before we started this podcast. So
Okay. This
is a rapid-fire list. Okay. You don't have to give me your explanation or like your reaction to each of them.
Right.
But not explanation. I meant reaction. But anyway. All right. 25 things parents should not do.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted to look for a not do is because I feel like most of the time it's like, you know, giving advice.
Right.
Now, I'm going to hopefully, you know, before we go through this list, some of them are obvious, you know, don't launch your child like into outer space.
Is that one of them? Wow.
No.
Good tip.
All right, here we go. Number one, don't forget to tell them you love them.
Oh.
Okay. That's
obvious. That sounds like more of a do.
Yeah. Do tell. I wonder if that's going to be this whole list. I mean, sorry. No, I did read this.
I thought you researched.
I do like this one. Ready? Don't criticize the child. Focus on the behavior.
Okay.
I like that one. That's a good one.
So give me an example of how you might use
that. It's not going to be like, you know what? You're so stupid.
Well,
you're
so fat.
Okay. It's like, you know, I don't really like when you climb in. I don't even think it's an
eye
thing.
No, I think
it's
we've done an episode where we read a book that said you're not supposed to say, I don't like.
So what do we say then? Like, give me a refresher. So a good example, our son, we were both trying to like pack and do 45 things today and he was climbing in and out of the bathtub, which was, he was totally fine.
I got to be honest. I got no problem with that. I don't know why you're over there telling him he's got to get out. He's having a great time.
I heard a troubling sound.
Yeah, he threw a book in there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that that's what it was. So
that's fine.
By the way,
you're on your own there.
Listeners, I do want to clear the air here and say that it was a dry bath. Like there was no water
of course.
In there, obviously.
No, and he can't turn the water on. So that's what I'm saying. It's fine for him to go in and out and play.
I guess. But anyway, so let's just say in that situation, you know, what do you say?
Okay, I can't use that situation because I'm cool with him doing that. Let's use when he tries to kick our dog. You kick my dog. He was trying to do that today.
And
he thought that was funny.
I don't think we quote the Jerky Boys anymore. But anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Those are just for listeners who grew up in the 90s.
So sorry. Yeah, he was trying to kick our dog, Lucy, and he thought it was very funny. And we kept redirecting. And I think we handled it well. We said,
well, you kept saying, listen, you stupid idiot.
Oh, oops. I guess I forgot to read this article. We just said, we don't do that. We don't kick Lucy. And then we just redirected him elsewhere. It's fine.
All right.
But I mean, when he laughs hysterically after like kicking her,
that is harder. Like today,
it's a little like serial killer behavior.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like, oh boy.
I was stretching on the floor today, and then he came over and just like walloped me right in the middle of my face,
and then just starts cracking up,
and yeah. It's like, nah, bro.
This isn't boding well for your future.
So, I mean, I will say, just my method in that particular moment is I held his hand, not hard or anything, but I just held his hand. And I said, we're not going to do that. And he was not thrilled that I kept holding his hand. But I think he got the gist because he did not do it again.
All right. Hit us with some more don'ts.
Don't be afraid to say no. Now, this is one that...
Controversial.
This is a controversial one. But I do feel like sometimes you got to hit him with a no. I do agree that redirecting is very successful. But... there is going to be times in his life where we're like, no. And that's going to be that.
Sure. But I think that his daycare teacher on more than a few occasions have suggested that we say it too much because she'll say like, we're hearing a lot of no lately from him. Like saying that he's like parroting us or something. I
First of all, that is a bald-faced lie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She said, you know, we're hearing no a lot. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean that we're saying it.
I think that's what she's implying.
No, she's not implying anything, girl.
Yes, it is.
She could be saying no to him. The other kids could be saying no to him.
Well, then why would she feel a need to say it to us in that kind of like punishy tone?
She was punishing you?
A little bit.
I don't think that the daycare teacher was punishing you.
Well, it's my interpretation.
Okay, well.
What's the next don't?
Don't compare. So, you know, don't, especially this is more with siblings, but don't, it's not beneficial to be like, well, you know, your friend Joseph is okay with singing. I don't know, just something, whatever, you know,
shout out Joseph.
Yeah, shout
okay
out Joseph.
With singing. Yeah, of course. And I think this comes into play with like developmental milestones. Like if one baby's walking and another one's the same age and they're not walking, you know, everyone does stuff on their own time.
That's so true. And I feel like very often when we're with, you know what, this actually happens more with parents that we don't know that, this happened to me when I was at the grocery store with him and there was another parent with their kid and they were like, oh, does he eat this stuff? Like something like that. And the parent was like, oh, 'cause my kid doesn't eat anything. So it was just like, and then they were like, oh, how old is he? When did he start eating this? So,
oh my gosh. And then did you say, if you want to know literally every little tiny thing about him, there's this great podcast I know you could listen to.
Well, I told him there's a good podcast.
Fair.
but no, so I do think that, that is an interesting one because I feel like, you know, our friends, I don't often hear them asking those same questions as much.
Well, maybe just because you the dad, the moms, we moms talk about that, stuff about that stuff all the time.
It doesn't feel, I guess, sure. I mean, I don't know, I'm not there. All right, next one. Don't, and this is actually the next one is very timely and topical for those of us parents who are on TikTok. I know my wife Allison is not, but
preamble, what's big, it gonna be
big thing on TikTok right now? A couple parenting experts were calling out this one particular mother who is talking about how she uses like humiliation kind of to what's the word, manage the behavior of her child.
Okay.
So you know, like if they misbehave, then they have to like do something humiliating, basically.
What? So yeah. This is a don't, I'm hoping.
Obviously. So a good example that
read us the...
I know, I'm about to.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Number five, don't publicly humiliate.
Okay.
They say, tough not to do if your toddler decides to have an almighty meltdown in the biscuit aisle of the supermarket. You know, but if they do misbehave in public, try and take them aside, scold them privately. I do appreciate they use the word scold. I don't know if that's the word I would use. Also, which supermarket has a biscuit aisle? That's like a part of an aisle. I don't think that's an entire aisle.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out. But I'm still confused what you're talking about TikTok. Some lady humiliates her child in public. And you watch?
No.
See, TikTok is weird. This is why I'm not on it.
It was like parents talking about parenting. And some were saying like, you know, basically that like spanking, let's say, in front of their siblings something like that, where okay. there's like a humiliation aspect to
it. She was
it.
Saying to do it?
Yeah, she was saying that TikTok. It is effective for her. Mm-hmm. She wasn't like, all right, y'all, now let me show you my child's bottom while I spank her. You know
but
what I'm
there
saying?
Probably is that kind of TikTok, right?
I don't know. What are you, a GOP congressman this past week?
Basically. Now, let me ask you, is TikTok addicted to the internet?
I don't get it.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, number six, this is one that you really need to hear. Don't be too quick to rescue them. Oh, wait, no, that's me. Oh, there it is, everybody. I hope your ears just got blown out.
Okay, that's hilarious because you, my friend, are a wonderful father.
Well, let me read this blurb to you.
And a little
Don't
overprotective.
Don't be too quick to rescue your child from the results of their own actions. Now, hold on. If the consequences are not severe/dangerous... It's how they learn.
Of course.
Now, I agree. I agree with that for sure. But at the same time, you know, you're just letting them hop in and out of the dangerous bathtub.
Oh, so dangerous.
Okay. All right. We're going to skip number seven because it's don't forget to hug them.
All right.
And it's like, it, you know, don't forget to say I love you to your child.
Right.
We'll just say don't, you know, abandon your child emotionally or otherwise. Great.
Okay. Great. Good tip.
All right. This is a good one, and this is a hard one. Number eight, don't ever stop listening. Mm. I think it's easy to be like, okay, all right, buddy, you know, and just kind of whatever. But I think like when he's talking, really listening to him, even though he's like big.
That's a good one. And I think longtime listeners of this podcast could maybe have opinions on how well you and I listen when the other one's talking.
Were you just saying something?
No.
Anyway, okay, good. Yeah, don't ever stop
listening.
No, that's
a good reminder. Thank you. That is a good reminder.
I do like that. This one is an interesting one. Don't invade their privacy. Mm. And I think maybe part of that is, I'm going to take that to just mean, like when your kid is playing by themselves, very often you and I are like, oh my God, look, he's playing by himself. Oh, it's so cute. But then it's like, you know what? Let's just let him play.
He's do you like see that as an invasion thing. Of privacy?
I do think it. Like, if we start to get in his business while he's playing by himself, I think that's...
Watching him?
No. Not by watching him. I'm saying, like, very often if he's playing on the floor and he's, like, having a great time and, like, even, like, laughing to himself or something, I want to get involved. I want to, like, sit down next to him or, like, you know, whatever.
Oh.
And I think kind of giving him a little space in that moment is actually really good to reinforce his own sort of, like, independent fun. Making.
Of course, I agree 110%. I just don't think of that as anything relating to privacy or the don't that you just read.
Well, this says, you know, give them space and respect their privacy. I realize like we have a, you know, 1.5-year-old. So it's not like, all right, mom and dad, I'm going to go, you know, look at weird links on the internet in my room with the door closed. But, you know, at the same time, I do think just the aspect of giving him space
okay,
is very important.
Gotcha. I won't read his diary quite yet.
Yeah, not yet. All right, next one. Don't fail to give structure. I know, obviously, we don't have to tell you that.
Is there don't overstructure?
Yeah, don't overstructure.
Find the perfect balance of freedom and structure.
All right. Next one is don't push them into too many activities.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, just a general concept of like you want to, I mean, it's hard because he's 1.5 years. So obviously we're not going to like throw a million different activities at him.
Yeah, I think it's a little premature on the discussion, but still good to consider.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also, you know, there's certain activities obviously we want to do with him. Like we really haven't done a ton of sports yet with him.
Oh my gosh. I know. I'm so
I know
excited.
You've talked about doing soccer.
I really want to do a soccer league with him maybe this summer or something.
I don't even know what that looks like for like 1.5-year-olds to
do
that.
It looks really cute is what it looks like.
Fair enough with their little uniforms and everything.
And you had mentioned swimming, which we also haven't done.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have to do swimming.
Yeah, and I think it'd just be really great for that to be a dad and son bonding time without the mom there.
Yeah. Is it just... Why? Well, before we even start about pool stuff, I'll just say for our listeners who are unaware, Allison does have a slight, I believe it's called thalassophobia, like fear of the deep. Specifically,
any water. Doesn't
that's
have
what
to
I'm
be
saying.
Deep.
I have been in the, well, not like a puddle, but like I have been in a pool with you, like shallow end of a pool. And you're kind of like, this is very early in our relationship. And you were kind of like paranoidly, like looking over your shoulder, basically. And it's like, are you okay? And you confided in me. I hope you don't mind if I release
tell
this information
our thousands
to the world.
Of listeners.
But you confided in me that you always just get this feeling that there's a shark in,
I do. I
in
really
the
do.
Pool. So
it's true. It's a feeling.
Is that the reason?
That's
that
not
you,
the reason, though. I've been able to overcome. But I think it's just generally understood that, like, after a certain age, like, you just don't want to get in the pool anymore.
I have never heard this.
What? I feel like maybe it's just like a woman thing because it's just like your hair is wet and it's annoying, but I don't know. It's just like after you're 16, when you turn 17, I feel like no one wants to get in the pool anymore. It's like, okay, that was fun.
I so vehemently disagree with what you're saying. I mean, I don't want to get in the pool because I'm going to get burned to a crisp with the sun.
Well,
but
I think
if
at
I
your
go,
swim lessons with our son, it'll be indoors.
Yeah, indoors. If but I was going to say, if we go to an indoor pool, man, I'm all about it. Let's do
really?
It.
Really? You're going to be like cannonballing in like, wee, this is fun.
I don't
splash.
Know that you like, you know, belly flop onto the other children when you're in swim class, but.
Well, you'll find out, and I won't.
I don't think that there's like a diving class for 1.5-year-olds. You know
you'll,
what I mean?
You'll explore it, and you guys enjoy, and I'll be here when you get home.
All right. Moving on. Don't lose your cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, in an ideal world.
No shit, BuzzFeed or whatever the fuck this is. You know, losing your cool, it happens to everyone, obviously. Don't, you know, throw your child out the window in the process, but... Everybody loses their cool. What parent has not lost their cool? We're going to just move on, I guess. You have no commentary for
not,
that one?
I'm kind of surprised that you're not claiming that you've never done it because you're the perfect parent.
I'm not the perfect parent. I definitely have lost my cool. I will never say so far that I've gotten mad at him, you know, but...
Well, he's a child.
I
baby.
Agree. I know. I totally agree. I think a lot of people do mistake, like... naivete or, you know, ignorance of a 1.5-year-old with intention. So like a lot of times
they do.
Yeah. Who? Have you ever like read the news?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Well, I can understand. But I'm just saying when you see those horror stories of like parents doing stuff to their children, like, you know, beating them up or whatever the hell it's.
Oh goodness. Well, I don't think that we are necessarily equipped to dig into the psychological state of an abusive parent. So. With that,
strong disagree, and and we also do provide financial advice. No,
what?
I'm just saying, you know, everybody loses their cool. Stepping out of the situation for a few minutes is probably a good move. But all right, moving on.
Thanks for that tip.
Hey, you know what? If somebody was just about to beat their child, and then they listen to this podcast and heard that one snippet, and I just saved a child, great,
good,
awesome,
job well
it was
done,
worth
Bri.
It. And then the next few I think are they relate. Okay. This one is don't stop reading with them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say don't stop believing.
I was going to say that, but anyway, don't stop reading with them. I do really like this one because I think at an adolescent age where it comes as second nature for us to read with our child or like that's such a big thing. But as they get into like elementary school, middle school, even high school, I feel like, you know, that goes by the wayside a lot of times.
So hopefully in 15 years, we'll be listening back to this podcast and we'll hear ourselves say, don't forget to read with your child. And we'll say, oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm probably going to be more like fucking Harry Potter. I don't want to read that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe not.
You know? I feel like that's already kind of tired. And by then, I mean.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Okay, then let's see. Don't back down.
Don't back down. Do, 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 do.
I think not backing down, that is an interesting one. I mean, a good example for us is food. Like a lot of times, we have heard many different takes on this from pediatricians, otherwise as well. And they kind of, many people have said, put down what you're serving him for dinner. And if he doesn't eat it, sorry, this is dinner. We definitely don't do that.
No.
You know, we will like, oh, okay. Do you want to bake clams, buddy? Oh, okay. You know, what, do you want a steak? What do you want, buddy? Not literally, but we will just pull out like every possible food item.
I feel like we give
them
two or three. You're making it like we're going to get takeout and now he doesn't like that. Now let's call a different restaurant.
Well, we don't do that because he's got a private chef.
Right, right. I think two or three options. But sometimes he doesn't want any of them, and then it's like, all right, well, I guess that's
it. Yeah, fair enough. But I would say we definitely back down.
But, okay, yeah, not backing down in this case would be saying, you're eating the meatball. Yeah.
Eat the sweet potato.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last one here.
Thank you.
Don't be too hard on yourself or other parents.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think I'm that hard on us, but definitely other parents. Oof.
Yeah.
It's very hard not to be judgy when you're like in groups of other parents.
Really? And,
okay, well, I'll say this.
I'm judging you, so I guess you're right. It is hard not
fair
to be
enough.
Judgy. I'm judging you for judging.
I will say this. I really don't judge like when we're with friends or whatever. It doesn't even enter my mind. It's more like when we're at the library or like we're in like a space where there's like somebody I don't know and their kids or something, that
so
lack
when you
of
know
knowing
nothing
them,
about their situation.
100%. Yes. When I know absolutely nothing about their situation, their background, where they're coming from, that's when I feel comfortable being the most judgmental, basically.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. So DFPs out there, beware.
Yeah. Well, it just means, you know, be my friend. Anyway, yeah, so that was our amazing list of amazing things that you should not do.
Thank you for bringing that to us today.
Anytime. And, you know, I hope that the research shows, you know, with me selecting that article.
Hi.
Hello.
Weird.
Shall we? Hi, low weird.
We shall. Allison, give us your low. Actually, can we do something different this week instead of a general, regular high, low, weird? Okay, if you have one, great. But I was going to say, let's do high, low, weird predictions.
Oh, which would you rather do? Because I have both.
You have high, low, weird for both?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about you give us the high, low, weird, and then I'll do the high, low, weird predictions.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it? Or we're going to keep all this in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, let's do it. Keep
no
it
cuts.
All in. Why not? No cuts. Well,
right.
Except for
you
that one
You just got
cut.
A little BTS.
Except
glimpse.
For that one cut where Allison said that one really political thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my low for this last week was we got our guy his third haircut. And his first two were like amazing.
Oh,
he sat there so happy. And
we were like, we just have one of those perfect kids, I guess, who just doesn't have any issue.
Doesn't mind getting a haircut. This time we sat him down and it's like in the cool little car chair and like the iPad's playing his favorite little video. And as soon as he seemed fine at first. And then as soon as she went to put the cape around him, oh boy.
And okay.
He lost it.
He literally lost it. And I was thinking like, maybe it's too tight on him, but I like look closely. It wasn't tight on him at all. I don't know what it was.
And he just cried the entire time. And she didn't exactly hustle, if you know what I'm saying. She took her time.
She did take her time. Hopefully she didn't.
Thank you for making
sure. Hopefully she's not listening to this podcast.
Well, if she is, you know.
No, she was a talker as well.
Yes.
So, you know, she was talking and it's like, you know what? I'm happy to talk, but maybe you could just speed this up a little.
Yeah, like, you see how he's screaming?
Yeah, see how he's screaming and we
less small talk,
leave.
More snip snip, and let's get out of here.
And the place is called Snips. It's not called Talks, okay?
Wow, you told her.
All
okay.
Right, next.
My high has to be watching him do puzzles. That's like a new thing he does. And
he just completed this 5,000 single color.
Yes, just blue. Yeah, no. He does these little kid puzzles. We've had them for a while, but he's just figured out that like he can match up the pieces and kind of like wiggle it until it fits into the little slot. And I just sat here the other day like staring at him, watching his mind work and try to figure this puzzle out. And it was really cool because that's something he definitely wasn't able to do a week ago. So it was just crazy how fast they grow. And my weird, well, so I belong to this mom and baby fitness workout group.
It's called Fitness Pal?
Yeah, you always call it My Fitness Pal. It's called Fit for Mom. Actually, they're all over the country. It's a franchise, but the one in our area is really great. It's very active. There's a bunch of classes, social events. So it's a lot of fun.
YMMV.
And there's a lot. What is that?
Your mileage may vary.
True. Well, like with there's different
right.
ones all over.
But
anyway.
Your particular one here in whatever suburb
they always
is
do like,
very good.
Yeah. They always do fun events and like themed classes. So this week was Spirit Week. And so one thing about me is I go all out on a theme.
Yes.
So the every, you know, Spirit Week, like everybody had in high school, like every day is a different theme. So Monday was pajama day. So it's like, wear your pajamas. And, you know, it's like the moms work out, but they bring the babies in the stroller and whatever. So I guess everybody else interpreted that like just the kids are going to get to wear their pajamas. But, you know, your girl over here, she has to go all out for a theme. So I wore my like giant bright pink onesie pajamas, and not one other adult was dressed up for this spirit day.
Funny.
So that was a little weird.
I did say, as you guys were like walking in the car in the morning, I was like, so are you sure that today's pajama day? Cause like, if you show up, that's going to be really funny.
I just had my sneakers like over, like stuffed my feet stuffed into sneakers over the onesie. Then Tuesday was tie-dye day. And even though Monday was like a little weird, I'm like, I mean, of course moms will be wearing tie-dye. Like this one's easier.
Right. And that's like, you can wear whatever as long as it's tie-dye.
Yeah. Pretty much the only one again. Dang. He and I are matching tie-dye. No, there was like one or two others, but it, you know. So my weird is going all out for these spirit days and being almost the only one to do so. All right. Tell us your predictive high-low weirds, which you think is going to be high-low and weird over the next week where we are traveling far away with our little guy. Go.
All right. I'm going to start with my low. I know for a fact, and Lord, if you're listening.
Oh my gosh.
Customs on the way back at O'Hare after a week away. We get in at whatever time on Sunday. Do you know what time we get in on Sunday?
6 p.m. is when we land.
Awesome. Wonderful. So in the evening, we're going to get into our car to drive home from O'Hare, you know, Sunday night.
At like
at
10?
The end of, Sunday night at the end of spring break to drive home. Probably it's going to take us an hour to drive home.
So what time do you think we'll get home? Like by midnight?
I don't know. We may never get home.
Okay, why are you manifesting like this horrible thing? No, we should be saying it's going to be easy.
It's a predictive high-low weird, my guy.
Okay, fine.
So that's my predictive.
But make
low.
A prediction of what time we're going to get home, knowing our flight lands at 6.
We're going to get home at 10, I think 10.
10 p.m., okay.
Yeah, if we get home before 10, then I will be happy. All right, my predictive high is we're going to spend a week with my family. That's going to be really, really nice. We haven't all been together in a really long time. And the last time we were all together with our son, like with everybody, was a year ago.
I think last spring break.
Okay. So a year ago. And you know, when you have a year and a half year old, a lot changes in that time period. And I remember vividly that like, we were like, oh, he's just starting to crawl. Oh, and like, he was just figuring that out. And now obviously he's like,
doing backflips.
Yeah, reading the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
So I'm just really, really excited to share him with everybody. And he just has so much personality and he's so sweet. And just seeing everyone else gain joy from that will be really, really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out on a weird. My weird. Oof. Let's see. I think it's going to be Allison being afraid to get into the pool.
Wait, not
because
afraid.
Of the sharks.
No. It's not afraid. It's just more of a nuisance.
No, the weird is definitely going to be, you know, something on the flight. I always feel like there's some weird stuff going on the flight. Like last time we were like, okay, you know what? We've been on this flight long enough. Let's let him kind of walk around the flight, you know, just walk through the aisle. And he did that. And he would stop off at different people's seats or like, you know, aisles or whatever and just look over at them.
It was totally fine. I don't think that
totally
was weird.
Sure. It's more like you don't know how other people are going to react to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to say some kind of weird plane thing.
All right. Well, listeners, stay tuned and we'll report back. And I'll be posting a lot to the Probably Okay Parenting Instagram feed just in our travel adventures. I'm getting ready to post just a picture of the massive amount of plane entertainment we're bringing to try to keep this guy entertained. So, any suggestions you have, you can let us know on there. And thanks.
See you in a week or two.
It's probably okay.